God reveals himself in the Bible in three persons, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. So as we begin each worship service here at Peace, we call upon that same God to be with us in our worship service, to give us his presence and give us his truth, his word. So we begin with our invocation. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Let the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be acceptable in your sight. O Lord, my rock and my redeemer. O Lord, hear us as we silently come before you. And in our moment of silence, we're thinking about those times that we have missed the mark, where Jesus has asked us to follow him and we've been shy, or we've gone our own way. We've rather been our own expert in life rather than relying on his guidance and his direction. And as we do that, we also look forward to the forgiveness and the new invitation that Jesus offers to follow him once again. We take a moment of silence. Father, thank you for hearing us as we pray. Too often, we have neglected your word and ignored your work in our lives. Instead of focusing on you, we have focused on ourselves. Instead of serving others, we have expected to be served. Forgive us, gracious Father, and renew us. Help us to see Jesus in our midst as your word made flesh, crucified for our sins and raised to life again. By the working of your Holy Spirit, give us hearts to joyfully worship you. In the name of Jesus, we pray. Amen. Jesus stands and proclaims the good news. It is my joy to announce his forgiving grace to all of you. And in his stead and by his command, I forgive you all of your sins in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Let us pray. And we share this prayer responsively together. Gracious God, though not deserved, you continue to call us as your people, as you came to Jonah with another opportunity of sharing your message. Though not deserved, you showed mercy to the city of Nineveh through their repentance, and you continue to show mercy to us. Continue to grant us the gift of a bold and confident faith in you through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. We do take an opportunity to hear from God's word and our reader today. I'm seeing if we got one. Yep, Audrey.